The infield fly rule. The infield fly rule exists to prevent an unearned double play. There are three conditions that must be in place for the rule to be invoked. An infield fly is a fair ball, not including a line drive or a bunt, that can be caught by an infielder with ordinary effort when first and second are occupied or when the bases are loaded and before two are out. When called, the batter is automatically out and runners can choose to advance or not at their own risk. Nothing else changes. The rule exists to protect the offense because, with runners on first and second or bases loaded with fewer than two outs, the defense could let a pop fly drop, then easily turn a double or a triple play. When umpires call the infield fly by pointing skyward and saying, "Infield fly, the batter is out," runners are no longer forced to advance if the ball drops. They can stay where they are or they can advance at their own risk. The other part of this rule to note is that the batted ball must be a fly ball that can be caught by an infielder with ordinary effort. The infielder does not have to be in the infield. As long as, in the umpire's judgment, that infielder can make a catch with ordinary effort, not a spectacular play, the condition for calling an infield fly is satisfied, even if the catch takes place in the outfield.